of the darkness and into the light. It's the This Woman Knows podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of This Woman Knows podcast. I am your host, Lisa Ann Alexander. Today, we are going to talk about self-love and what self-love yields. And we're going to talk today to Chana Harvey. Chana is a good friend of mine, and we're going to look at a divorce. We're going to look at mental health. And then finally, what choosing yourself looks like, showing you that self-love and what that yields. So welcome back, everybody, and enjoy the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. This is, oh my gosh, it's way long overdue for us. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So much. This is going to be part interview, part Lisa and Chana catching up, and you guys get to take part in this. So I will say that I remember the dating. I remember Elgin and I were there for the wedding.
Yes.
We were there. I have pictures still to this day. Yes. I remember I was there. So tell us what happened.
I wish it was a one thing kind of thing, but it was not. The most pleasant thing is to say that we maintain a friendship, a respect. We're not mutually departing. For him, this is definitely not what he wants. Mm-hmm. However, we've been physically separated since 2019, believe it or not. Just a little backstory. I met my husband on a photo shoot for my second book cover. And I was actually engaged to somebody else when I met him. No lie. It was not a good relationship that I was in, but one where this person had profound love for me. And it was not working. And I remember telling the guy, I was like, I'm just waiting for the next guy to just come by and swoop me up. And I'm gonna be out. So I met Roy at the photo shoot. And I remember being so nervous because the camera and I am very scared of the camera. I don't do well with the camera. And he had this way about him. And I remember saying in my head, if this man is not married, he's gonna be my husband. And that was on a Monday. Our photo shoot was on a Monday. We got together on a Thursday to view my prints. And that was it. That day, I knew that man was going to be my husband. And we just literally fell in love. And we had, you know, what I believe is a love story. But of course, it was from a place of brokenness. And had I known then what I know now, it would not have happened that particular way. But we can't change back the hands of time. I've grown immensely since then. But we went on to marry a year later. And at the time I was actually living in Atlanta. So I came back to Houston. Hurricane Harvey had just happened. 2 weeks after we got married, Hurricane Harvey hit Houston and caused a bit of flux. And even in the beginning portion of our relationship, because of the job market and what was happening in IT at the time. And So we had some pretty interesting difficulties. Plus, you know, with our children and, you know, I'm a mom. I have three daughters and I'm a mommy at heart. And he had children and that was my expectation to be a mommy to them at heart. It did not happen that way. And I'm sure that his story will probably be a little bit different than mine. I do believe that essentially what happened in our relationship was a prioritization kind of thing. He had children from previous relationships, and it just was not. I was not a priority. He did not know how to prioritize me. Such a good guy. His heart. Such an amazing guy. He really is. So when people say, oh, it's not good men out there, Roy Harvey is a good man. He is. Yeah. He's a good looking man. He's a good man. He just was not a good husband for me. And I was suffering really bad with some mental health disorder it's three, bipolar disorder, manic depression, with anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. I was actually diagnosed shortly after we got married. In short, again, I have a daughter with special needs that caused lots of emotional and mental turmoil for me. And I knew that I wanted this marriage with Roy to be it. So I knew that there were some mental issues that were going on. So I took it amongst myself to get some treatment, to get some help, to sort out what this anxiety was, what this what this life was all about. And in doing so, it revealed some things about me. And he was still there. You know, one thing about Roy Harvey, he was a nurturer at heart. That man loved, he would rock me, he would cry with me, whatever the case may be. So, you know, we women believe that we need certain things in men. And I believe that what I needed, Roy could give that to me at that particular time. Mm-hmm. However, in our split, in our separation, I believed, hey, we need to separate, we need to regroup. I'm your wife. You know, these things that are happening should be run by me as your wife. Not, you know, it was just a huge level of disrespect for me as a wife. I was like number 17 or something on the totem pole. I wasn't even number one. So I had problems with that. And you know, there became this power issue. You know, I was like, I'm the wife and this and the other. They knew it was the wife, but his responses to me also let them know that I wasn't a priority, and he couldn't see that at all. He could not see that. His love for so many things outside of Chyna shine through. And I used to say, I just wished you loved me that much. I just wished you loved me that much. And so, you know, fast forward, COVID happened. I had already moved out. COVID happened, and that was a whole nother situation. Because the thing was, as long as you stay in the house, we can fix this. But if you leave, we can't fix it. And I'm like, well, I don't want to leave. One thing, I will say this. One thing that I learned in the relationship with Roy was how to express what it was, and not through anger, and not through, because we were not disrespectful towards each other at all. And it wasn't through anger, but it was like this thing, like, can you hear me? You know, I'm telling you what I need. I'm telling you what I need. And if you can't give it to me, then I'm going to leave. And he knew. He knew exactly what I needed, because I was sure what I needed from my husband. Mm-hmm. And my husband was not able at the time to provide that for me. And so I thought, all right, well, if I leave, maybe I'm going to go across town, closer to work. We were living North Houston at the time, and I moved out to Katy area. Mm-hmm. And he was not happy with it. I was like, hey, I got this big house, just come on out here. He's like, oh no, I'm not moving in with you to a place that you left me with. Again, the backstory is I moved into a place that him and his ex was with together for 8 years or something like that. And that never was okay with me. And so, but he never had any type of to get up and find us something. We did not establish a we in our relationship from the beginning. And if in retrospect, if there was a thing that caused the breakdown in our relationship, it is we never had a we. It was never a we. And as a result of that, things just compound. And I got to a place where I'm like, well, if it's not a we, I got to find me. And he kept saying, you need, because he knew I had bipolar disorder. And I'm not saying that he used it against me. Mm-hmm. But there were several times where he's like, you just need to do your work. You need to do your work. You need to work on you. You need to work on you. You need to work on you. Well, COVID happened. And I was out in Houston. I have no family out there. He was my family out there. And his family was my family out there. So I was out in Houston by myself. You know, I came out there and I met, I got all kind of friends all on my own. So when COVID happened, I got COVID early. And I was by myself. And I was petrified. I could not get home like I normally would have. And my mother at the time was really sick. And then I have a special needs daughter. And I said, I need to go back to Atlanta. I cannot be out here in Houston by myself. I had COVID at the time. And I can't get to my family. You know, if something happens to me or happens to them, I can't get to them, and I'm not willing to die nor let one of my family members die, and I'm this far away. So we were reconciling, actually. You know, we were reconciling because after COVID scared me, he was like, I want you to, you know, I want to assure you that you are not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not going through this by yourself. And I'm like, all right, we can do this. Because one thing for sure that nobody in the world could ever tell me is that I loved that man, and that man loved me. I mean, like, for real, for real. And so I got myself together to relocate to Atlanta, thinking my husband was coming behind me. He assured me, I'm right behind you. I'm coming. I'm coming. You go get our house together. I went and got this big old beautiful home, beautiful everything for us. Like, he's a photographer, so we got a basement and blah, 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 all this stuff. I'm thinking, all right, it's the end of 2020. We've been separated now for a year. My husband is coming. No husband. 21 starts, no husband. Mid 21, still no husband. Now, at this particular point, 2021 was the worst year of my entire life. My husband and I were estranged at that particular point. He had given up, you know, and I didn't see it. I didn't see that part coming because I thought I was leaving and he was coming. And he was working remotely, so to me, there was no reason why he couldn't be in Atlanta, but he never, ever planned to come there. So he said he was planning to come, but in my opinion, it was not a plan. It was whatever. He was doing what he needed to do for himself, and at this particular time, I was, you know, I had not been seeing a doctor. I had not been on any medicines. My mother and I had a terrible, terrible relationship. I'd relocated back to Atlanta. I hate Atlanta. And I was suicidal most of 21. It was the worst.
Oh, Chyna.
I was in the worst condition mentally and emotionally, financially that I have ever, ever, ever been. And so many changes was happening. I was on a slippery slope out of here, girl. It was just terrible. My mother was, you know, 13 minutes away from me, and we had a terrible relationship. My husband was 800 miles away from me, and he was not responding to me as I needed or as I felt like I needed. And I was forced to do the work on Chyna. Absolutely forced to do the work. I mean, I was sick, Lisa, like emotionally rock bottom. And I had a decision to make. And I made the decision to choose myself. You know, there was one day that I contemplated suicide, and I thought, if my daughters come home, I'm going to be dead here in this house, and it is unfair to them to find me dead. And I sought some help. It was at that moment. I'm like, if I don't get it was towards the end of 2021. I'm like, if I don't get any help, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And so January 2022, something in the atmosphere broke, girl. Okay. Something broke. Early part of January, my mom called me with tears and cried. We cried together. I'm like, you know what? We all never got to visit that part of our lives ever again. You know, whatever I thought I needed from her was not available for me, but I chose myself. I had been doing the work for a few months. I was under really good care. I had a really good cocktail of medicines, and life was amazing. And I started making those decisions for me. I started living for me. I came out here to Chicago in April of 2022, fell in love with the city, and I had relocated by August. Girl, I'm telling you, this has been the absolute most amazing transition of my life. And unfortunately, in that transition of choosing myself, I had to let go of all things that was associated with the other Chyna. As you know, I go by Chyna the Changer. I never knew until 2022 what that actually meant. I was always ashamed of sorts that I made so many changes all the time. I had no idea why I had to change so much. And in 2022, I realized that it was a part of my DNA and that everybody is not able to make the changes. And I made those changes, and I made them on purpose. And so I started this 100 days to change thing, and I started making changes, immense changes at 100 days at a time, and intentional changes 100 days at a time. And when I tell you, I came out of 22 beastly girl. I am in one of the, and I've been waiting to like, is he getting ready to change? Like, is it gonna change? I'm in one of the best places I have ever been in my entire life. And unfortunately for some, and fortunate for others, I chose Chayna, and I now am able to speak from a place of certainty. There's no yearning. There's no hole in me anymore.
Oh, I love it.
No hole there. And yes. So as a result of that, the nurturing and the rocking and the crying that I needed from Roy Harvey, I no longer have the capacity for that. And I've grown to a space that he doesn't have the capacity for.
Yes. I completely understand that. The relationships are so, they have to be finessed, right? And people grow and they change, and what one person may have bandwidth for, the other may not. And when that person doesn't have the bandwidth to give you what you need, then we need to reevaluate the relationship. I totally get that. I totally get that.
Yes.
I'm so happy you chose you, but you and Roy, you guys are still on good terms. So I think
I'd like to say that. I'd like to believe that there is still the, we have a hearing, our final hearing. The divorce has taken a lot longer than I anticipated. Because we were still not sure. I was like, not sure. But from a legal standpoint, the divorce won't be final until the 21st of August.
Okay.
And I think that the reality of that for him is like, I just want it over, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's not as sweet and pleasant now that we're here.
Yeah.
Because I think we both have been hopeful that there would be some tide changing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe not best friends, maybe not in a place where we could talk all the time. I wish him the absolute best. He's such an amazing photographer. He's such an amazing person.
Yes.
And right now he's not wanting to hear that. What he's wanting to hear is that his wife is saying yes. But the reality behind it right now is that I need and I desire, for where I am right now, to have a partner who's close to me. I need him in proximity. I've been separated from Roy now since 2019. I have zero desire for him to still be in Texas, and I'm in Chicago. He has got some amazing things going on that won't allow him to relocate.
Yeah.
As well as I'm a new student, I'm getting my BSN. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm working for one of the top hospitals in the country. So as a result of that, I can't relocate.
Right.
And it's just not, we're just not able to physically make it happen at this time. And plus, you know, my heart has moved on. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the middle of that, that when I think about wanting to go backwards and want to go back into the situation, I'm not sure that he's done the same work that I have.
That part.
And as a result of that, I'm not willing to risk going backwards. So it's all good. And I think that at some point we'll heal through it. And he'll always be special in my heart. He was the husband, the man that taught me that men can love women. And we think we know. But that man loved me. There was no doubt. It's just that he didn't know how to be my husband. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, I trust God's hand in this. And we'll see what happens. But
I've always loved your journey and your, one, you've always been transparent about whatever it is that is going on in your life. You've always been transparent. Yeah. And been willing to share so that people can see themselves, see their situations, know that they're not alone, and that, you know, change, growth can happen for them as well. So I'm so happy to hear your story of change and transformation and what happens when you put yourself first. And most, it's not a selfish, healing is not selfish. Healing is not selfish at all. We need to be able to do that. And so when you come on the other side of your healing and you realize that, oh, maybe I started this relationship in my unhealed state, broken state, and healed me doesn't necessarily need the things that I needed before.
Absolutely.
And so then you come back and revisit the relationship, and it's like, understood. So, and some people can grow through that. Some couples can do the work and they work through it and they come out together stronger.
Yes.
And then sometimes if work has to be done on both sides, right?
Yes.
So absolutely. Individually, and then maybe together as a couple. And so if that's not happening, I get it. And so Roy is a fantastic photographer. He's an awesome human being.
Yes, he is.
And I know his family, his mama loved you. Now that I do know.
It still does. His mom and my mom still talk. So they're like those kids. And it was probably one of my saddest moments because we did a sand ceremony and his mom is like, but I still got the sand. You know, I still have the sand. And the sand, we can't separate the sand. And I'm like, I know. So many variables and a lot of stuff I did not know. I would say if anybody had to ask me about a relationship, I don't disagree that people can't meet each other and be together and move forward. I don't believe that whole thing. Oh, you guys didn't take enough time to get to know each other. Time is very interesting. You have this quality and then you have this quantity of time that people try to encapsulate. You cannot put it in days or hours because we should be forever getting to know each other. Right. There was just a lot of stuff that I did not know that I had no idea of prior to marrying. Again, there was a hole there. So all I knew at the moment was that he filled the hole that I had, not knowing that that was going to create some other holes. And so eventually I'm like, I'm sick of having holes and I gotta be healed completely.
Yes.
And those things are unacceptable to me as who I am right now. Right. And so going back, he may not even be in intertwined in any of those things anymore, which is so unfortunate because I was like, how did we wait, you know, to separate for us to be at our absolute best? Financially, you know, I'm not sure where he is emotionally or whatever, but I'm like, hey, that was the husband that I thought I wanted. You know, now I can say, oh, that's the husband that I thought I wanted then. Mm-hmm. The husband that I believe I want now, I'm not even sure. I don't even know if I want another.
I saw that on your post. I saw that on your post. It's like, I don't know if I'm... I think I'm good.
I think so. I think I definitely desire a life partner. But when it comes to marriage and that type of commitment, the trauma that goes with divorce, whether whether you both agree to do it or not, it's very traumatic. So I'm not sure that I'm willing to, and it takes a level of vulnerability, right?
Right. Absolutely.
I did not know until recently that I was open to love again. I didn't even know that my heart would even accept love again, but, I'm definitely willing. I'm entering a different phase. I'll be 50 in September.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you. Welcome. I'll be 50 in September. And there's a level of partnership and companionship that I desire.
Yeah.
That's way past that marriage thing. I'm not having babies anymore.
I'm not
looking to build. I live in a one bedroom condo in a high rise on the lake. I'm good with me. Hey girl, I love me. I absolutely love me. And part of this, Lisa, what I want to say, if there's one takeaway for any of our listeners, what I want to be able to express more than anything is that idea of loving ourselves. So, you know, I wrote a book a few years back and I did not know, like many of us don't know what that means. You hear it all the time. Oh, you can't love anybody until you love yourself.
Right.
What in the world does that mean? Yeah. I thought it was, you take care of yourself. You get your nails done. You get your hair done. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, you have whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. And so last year in my becoming, it was as clear as it is right now. Loving myself absolutely means that whatever decisions that I made for myself, I don't have to filter them through anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what self-love is. And so for me, to move to Chicago, to leave corporate, to, you know, all the stuff that I've to cut off all my hair and, you know,
you've reinvented yourself. Yes.
The self-love, it was literally, I don't have to consider anybody else when I make this decision. And that's what it's about. And sometimes you can't get there with three babies. And sometimes you can't get there with a husband.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you can't get there with, you know, unmet expectations of yourself and unhealed heart. But once you arrive there,
oh, it's lovely.
My God, it's amazing.
It is.
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
They say that there's something about becoming 50 or entering your 50s. And if you do this right, if you navigate it correctly, you take a look back and you assess your life and you can go, I need to make some changes. And you're actually in a place where you can do so. So you and I, we had the babies young. We had the babies young and now the babies are grown and
grown and gone. Yeah.
Grown and gone, right?
Yeah.
And so you actually have that time, that space to sit and take a look, review, and go, okay, I can take care of myself right now because I'm not a primary caretaker to little people or to, you know, running teenagers around and doing all the things.
That's right.
And so you really do have that time and space to reevaluate. Yeah. Now that can be scary for some people. And there's no way in the world they would do that work. And it was like, because it looks insurmountable, or why would I change my life or upend my life and start over? But for some people, they go, I get to start over. You know, I get to redo something. I get part two, you know, China 2.0, Lisa 2.0. We get to redo this and reinvent ourselves and heal in places. And so what unhealed Lisa, unhealed Shayna wanted, sure is not what healed Lisa wants for herself.
No, not at all.
Because Lisa 2.0 will fight you for her peace. I fought hard for peace. I will fight you. And I'm not the fighter. My sister was the fighter.
Right?
Girl, I will. What they do?
Straight up. Straight fight. And it is, you are absolutely right about that. I had no idea how. I went a whole year and I didn't argue with anybody.
Okay.
I was like, I'm serious about this thing. I'm not, I'm not arguing with you about nothing. I told my managers at work, look, I came from management. I am an hourly employee now, which I absolutely love. Like, why didn't I do this before? But I'm not going to be in any place, not any, none.
Yes.
No one place that's going to cause me any discomfort. I've gone through that. I've done all of that. I had zero. If it hurt, it doesn't belong here. Like, no. And I'm not saying things aren't going to be difficult and that you don't have to fight for things or whatever, but it is not going to. I also learned, Lisa, this is cool for a listener, that if I am in any situation where you got to choose, if it's me or somebody else,
it's going to be
your choice.
Okay.
Or it's not, you will not put me in a situation where you got to choose.
Yes. Yeah.
I got choices.
Yes.
But I will not be your choice. Either you're going to choose me or it just is what it is. And that's with work. That's being a candidate for employment. That is being a woman or a suitor or whatever
Absolutely.
It is. If you got more than one option, if your other option is other than me, I'm not your option. It is. I live in it, Lisa. Mm. I am the best. I am the best there is. And if you have other options, I'm going to let you go ahead on and choose that.
You can go and explore those options. I'll be over here.
On.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Not in this phase of my life. If you don't know from jump that I'm it for you, then I won't be an option. So it's working out well because I'm good with me. I am so good with me that I can be by myself now. I don't even know if you can just kind of just see my view.
It's all blasted out. It's back.
Oh, dang. But yes. I'm sorry. But I sit here and I look at this water on this lake. I'm so good with me. I don't have to go outside. I don't have to rip and run. You know, Chicago's a big, beautiful city.
Yes, it is.
I don't even need all of that. I'm so I'm finally okay with me. I'm not running from myself. So I'm running from myself and running to other people. That's not a part of my life. I've reconciled my relationship with my parents. Thank God, you know, you know, they're alive and we were able to reconcile. My children are amazing. And, you know, me and my oldest daughter, she just turned 30 and we laugh like hysterically now because we're like, is our life getting ready? You know, our life has changed so much. It's almost scary. It's almost like we're living everything that we speak. It's literally, it's the scariest thing because I'm like, I have to watch what I say now. Honestly, that's no joke. It's no, I'm not playing with it. Like literally everything that I have a desire for that comes out of my mouth in this season has come to pass. I'm like, okay, my daughter's like, well, what else do you want? And I'm like, I'm not sure. I don't know what else I want right now. So let me just shut up.
Let me be quiet.
Just going to just chill. I'm good for right now. You know, it's happening. It's happening so fast. And so, of course, we're looking for these ebbs and flows like our life used to be. No, our lives don't. We're not ebbing and flowing. We're continuing to soar. Yeah, it's been amazing. So relationships. And that is I treat every last one of my relationships the absolute same. I have not. It's not, you know, in a love relationship or in a physical relationship or in a friendship. It all has to be the same basis, you know. You go into it not from a place where I need anything from anybody at all. I don't need those words of affirmation that I needed before. I don't that's not one of my love languages anymore. So I don't need to be affirmed by anybody. I am completely okay. I want to spend time and quality time. Let's hang out, you know, do something. You know, I am a natural born giver. And so, you know, I'm learning in this season to receive. I haven't really met you know, anybody yet that's, you know, completely pouring into me, but I do have some friends that have, you know, definitely been sending words of, you know, support and if it's anything that I need. So it's been great. It really has been great. So it was in this relationship with Roy and my mom. So going in this relationship with them simultaneously has taught me how to be in a relationship with people. It's taught me how to be in relationship at work. It's taught me how to be in every type of relationship. All starts with the basis, and it is not from a place of lack. So I'm not going to start relationships with anybody because I lack something on the inside of me. I'm coming completely whole to my relationships now. Yep, I'm showing up whole.
I was talking to another filmmaker and just encouraging her, and I said, she had made a statement and I said, I don't think you really mean that. I said, because that comes off as desperate. And the last thing you are is desperate because you do not want to put out desperate energy. Desperate energy will bring you crazy. It will absolutely bring you crazy. And people who want to manipulate and control and take over. And it's like desperate energy, you don't want it anywhere near you. And so you really do have to watch your language and come to these relationships, come to these projects, knowing that I am complete. I have solutions. I have answers. And if they don't work for this particular thing, then maybe they will work over here, but I will not force.
Absolutely. There's no fear. I think before, you know, you get into these relationships believing that this is the best that there is. That's the other thing. This got to be the best that there is. What I realized is that I wasn't at my best and I had no idea what life had to offer outside of where I was. So here I am loving and living all right here because that's all I knew.
Right.
And coming out to Chicago, the auntie was raised quite a bit.
Hey. I loved Chicago. When we were there, we loved.
Oh, hate I missed you.
I know.
Yeah, I missed you. Absolutely. And everybody's like, oh, why are you there? And it's cold. No, it's hot. It's hot in Houston. Okay? It's miserably hot there.
Yes, it is. It is
absolutely
warm.
Beautiful here, girl. I can go outside at any given time. And so what it snowed, I don't care. I wasn't out in the snow when it was snowing. And some days
and then you guys had a mild winter anyway, so that's what I heard.
I brought the heat. because I brought the heat. And I'll tell anybody that, you know, thank me for the mild winter. Now, if we get hit this year, then that's on somebody else. But I brought the heat to Chicago. But I'm telling you, I think that if people's just, if people spent just a little more time with themselves, really figure it out. You know, I never thought I would be in Chicago. I was in Houston and in Atlanta. Who leaves the South to come North? You know, it typically doesn't happen that way. But yes, there was something like, here for me. Yeah, there was something here for me that I didn't even know was here for me, but I had to be willing. I had to say, all right, you know what? I'm about to throw it all in. I left everything I knew, like I did when I came to Houston. I left everything that I knew to come to a place where I didn't know anybody. Right. Now I am closer to home because I'm from Michigan. But essentially, I am still here in Chicago by myself, and I am learning so much about myself where I am now versus, you know, anything else before. And again, I can't stress it enough, from a healed space, you know, from a healed space. A lot of people use these things as cliche because it sounds good. But I'm telling you that the heart of who I am, Lisa, is healed, and it is absolutely amazing. It is.
I am here for all of it, Shayna. So excited. And so, because I've just been on part of the journey. So I think when we met, I think you were, it was still kind of new for Houston. You had just moved. It might have been maybe 2 years in, maybe.
If that. Yeah, if that. I moved to, probably around that, because I moved to Houston at the end of 2010.
Okay.
And, and I published at the, I wrote my book and published in 2012. So yes, it probably was about the 2 year mark.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
So, oh my gosh, look at us. We're like 11 years old, 12, 13 years old or something like that. But yes, it is.
I love this.
You've watched. You've seen me transformed.
I have witnessed the metamorphosis.
Yes, and I am flying, girl. I am flying. I'm back into medicine, where I've not been in 20 years. It's where I've been wanting to be. I am absolutely loving the industry. I love medicine. It's sad because there's a lot of nurses that are in it right now that are burnt out and
COVID did a thing. COVID did
it. It did. And so my desire is that I come in and do something to provoke that thing, that energy, you know. When I come to the floor in the unit, I impact patients, and I literally impact everybody that's there. And so you'll hear more about what I got going on that side, but we'll say that for another interview.
I'm sure there's more. It wouldn't be a Shayna story if there was not something else, if there was something more.
Yesterday, Lisa, I was like, is there a time where I am just being? Because I'm all like, literally my life is like, there's something else. I don't know that I am going to ever get to a place where there's not something else I'm working on. I don't
know.
I hope that I can kind of chill in some spaces, but I'm called to something different. I'm not the typical, oh, I made it and now I'm here and this is good. There's always work to be done for me. So.
Oh, that's, I can understand. I can relate deeply to what you're saying, that there's this growth and progression, and it's like, okay, did that, then it's time to do this, and you keep moving and you keep building because it's part of your purpose, and it's part of your design. And when you can accept that this is who I am and who I was designed to be, and this is my trajectory, and it doesn't look like everybody else's. I didn't do corporate 35 years, retire. That was not my trajectory, and there was something else that I needed to do. And so it required going here, going there, going there. So, you know, you look at the journey and it's like, okay, here, you watch it and you go, needed absolutely all of it. And isn't that amazing? You need all of it to bring it to this healed space that you are, right?
I can't cut any pieces of it out. You know, if you've been watching some of my posts, it's like, you know, these things didn't happen to me. They happened for me.
Yes.
And yes. As a result of those things happening for me, I can stand flat footed, you know, and kind of say, hey, yeah, those are some decisions that I made based on where I was at the time. It is not who I am. It was a decision I made. And so, you know, use it against me if you want. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with my truth.
Yes, but watch it all work out for me, though. That that part, it all works out for me.
Yep, it sure
does. So what can you say? It all worked, you know.
It has been amazing. I don't know where it's gonna stop, girl. I do not know, but I'm like I'm riding away.
Hey, so if I were going to play a song on our way out, because this has been an amazing interview, it would be. I think it's Chance the Rapper, I'm Living My Best Life. It's my birthday. Yes. At least that's what I'm just like. That's what I love that song.
Yes,
that would
probably,
that would be the song. That would be
that's
the song.
That sums it up. Yes.
I am so happy for you. And I mean that from my being. You know, being someone who's watched your journey. Girl, I'm trying not to cry. I am so, and I mean that sincerely. I am so happy for you that.
Thank you so much.
I'll say this, healing looks so good on you.
Thank you.
Healing looks so good on you.
And it feels even better, Lisa. It feels even better. So thank you so very much.
Thank you, Chana. All right, everybody. I hope you have enjoyed this girl's catch up, this relationship, this loving on yourself and what healing. I think I'm going to have to rename this topic is like what loving yourself through your process looks like and what healing and coming out on the other side, what that looks like. So Chana, thank you for sharing your truth as always.
You are so welcome. You're welcome. All right, everybody. Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. That's it for this episode. And we will see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another episode of This Woman Knows podcast. For show notes, blog posts, guest booking information, and sponsorship opportunities, visit us online at www.thiswomanknows.com today.